Implications of the cosmological 21 cm absorption profile for high redshift star formation and deep JWST surveys, by Shikhar Mittal et al. Apart from its anomalously large depth, the cosmological 21 cm absorption signal measured by the EGES collaboration also has a shape that is distinctly different from theoretical predictions. This peculiar shape requires the establishment of a cosmic Lie alpha background within 25 megayears at redshift Z approximately 20 and a cosmic X-ray background within 50 megayears at redshift Z approximately 15. Models with non-traditional components such as superadiabatic baryonic cooling or an excess radio background explain the depth of the observed profile, but still conspicuously fail to explain its shape. In this paper, we quantify the requirements imposed by the EGES measurement on sources of Lie alpha and X-ray photons at cosmic dawn. In extreme cases, the Lie alpha and X-ray emissivities require to be enhanced by up to an order of magnitude relative to traditional models. Furthermore, this enhancement needs to be active only for a short duration. We find that under conventional assumptions for the cosmic star formation density, standard stellar populations are incapable of meeting these conditions. Only highly unusual models of massive metal-free stars seem to provide a possible mechanism. Conversely, if the sources of Lie alpha and X-ray photons are compelled to have standard properties, the EGES measurement puts strong demands on the cosmic star formation rate density. This provides interesting falsifiable predictions for high redshift galaxy surveys enabled by JWST. We derive predictions for galaxy UV luminosity functions and number densities, and show that a deep JWST survey with a limiting UV magnitude of move, LIM equals 32 would potentially be able to rule out the predictions enforced by the EGES measurement. This was Implications of the Cosmological 21 cm Absorption Profile for High Redshift Star Formation and Deep JWST Surveys, by Shikhar Mittal et al.